this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Tom Webber, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
Very good, Tony. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Now, you've got a fantastic, I've just listened to it, new single called Keep Calling, which we'll talk about in a minute. But as usual, I'd like to delve a little deep into your past, into your history, and find out how you got going in the music industry, because a little bird tells me that you were a busker.
That's right. Yeah. I was a busker. I don't know how much talent I had as a busker, but I definitely did busk. I know that for sure.
Okay.
And I was a busker in Oxford when I was like 16, roughly 15, 16.
Okay.
And just used to do blues covers, really. Nothing more interesting than that. And then I think I got really bored of doing those sort of covers. So I thought I may as well just write my own. To keep it fresh. Okay. So I just started just writing my own tunes and doing a few of them live. So and then the rest just kind of snowballed from there. Really.
And how successful were you busking? I mean, was it worth your while, or did you just get cold and wet?
Well, I made more money than I do now.
Really?
But I'm sure now, I'm joking. But no, it was good. I didn't mind getting cold and wet and stuff like that. I really enjoyed just kind of walking around and just finding spots in Oxford where you think, you know, there's a load of tourists that are going to be coming off a coach here and you can earn a bit of bob. So that was, not that I was money orientated, but it kept it interesting and lively.
Mm. And how much did you make a day, roughly?
I'd make about, the best day I had, I earned, I think it was something like £35 in 4 hours, which was really, at the time, was like, really, really good. Like, I thought even to earn like £1 making, like playing music or something was going to be worth it for me. And all I did was buy, I remember I spent all my money in the music shop right after I got it on CDs.
I can imagine. Yes, I'd never busked, but when I was a mobile and club DJ, I used to spend my money on records, vinyl, of course.
Endless cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm interested because we've never interviewed somebody that's busked, to my knowledge, anyway, on Music Stories. So yeah, maybe I don't know. We've spoken to a few people. I'm not sure whether Engelbert Humperdinck. Was a busker.
Have you heard about Humperdinck on this show?
Yeah.
My God.
Or Tony Hadley's Bando Ballet. People like that. I don't know. I'm going to ask them, actually. I will include it in my list of questions.
Well, I'm absolutely well.
Excellent. Okay, so tell me about this song, then, Keep Calling. What's all that about?
So it's the second song of this year that I've released, and it's kind of a bit more in a kind of indie rock, kind of indie pop, sort of, if you want to call it that, kind of direction, more than my other singles have done. And it's just about kind of losing contact with a mate, but try not to make it too like downbeat or anything like that. But it's got elements of old sort of 80s synthesizer sounds in it, and kind of modern drum beats, and it's just a kind of mix of old and new together, really. So I think that's, if that kind of answers.
And yeah, it does. And was there a particular mate that inspired you?
Yeah, well, do you know what, there's obviously people from way back when you're in school, and you kind of think about them. It's weird as it sounds, there can be people that you've not seen in ages from school, and then you'll suddenly see them walking down the street, or you bump into them in the pub, or even now you just see it on Facebook and you're like, oh my God, like, I've forgotten about this whole friendship we used to have, and this, all these stories and things. It just, all of that kind of opened up like some kind of old filing cabinet in my head. It was like, okay, here's the folder on this.
And brings back memories.
Good. Exactly, memory. Yeah.
Yeah, Okay, well, I think we should have a little listen to it, don't you? Here we go. Tom, that's really good. I'm listening to that in my studio headphones, and I love the stereo mix of that. It's really awesome. Yeah,
it's got a nice sound, a wideness to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, so if you're listening to this, dear listener, to Music Stories, then go and get yourself a pair of headphones on and listen to it, but don't get deaf like I am. Okay, so you obviously play guitar. What other instruments, if any, do you play?
Well, I've been trying to learn a bit of piano as of lately, and God, man, it's difficult piano, isn't it? It's like it's just all that everything looks the same to me. But I'm kind of learning that a little bit, and I used to I don't play it so much anymore, but I used to have a harmonica brace. So I used to think I was like Bob Dylan or something, like just busking with a harmonica brace. I couldn't really play it. It just, you know, I'd blow into any hole of the harmonica there would be and just hope for the best.
Oh, cool. Well, it probably looked good anyway, didn't it, on the street, so to speak.
That's the main thing.
And you've got some dates coming up in your tour. Do you enjoy touring, or is it hard work for you?
I love it, man. I really do enjoy it. I mean, it's for sort of 10, 15 minutes before going on, which is like really hard because it goes really slowly and you're kind of clock watching and you can't sit down and you can't stay still. But the moment I'm up on stage, I feel really relaxed. It's just those like 10 minutes before. But yeah, I'm loving touring at the moment. And I'm in Scotland after I finish this tour with Tom Meehan this week. So after that, I'm in Scotland with Roseanne Reid, which would be cool because I've not seen much of Scotland. So
well, that's a beautiful place.
Yeah. I was talking to a fella this morning, actually, as it happens, Scottish fella, and he was saying, yeah, there's so much to see up here, and there's like so much. I've been there once, and it was just full of sheep. And like, I didn't realise that like, it's more sheep. And like they're just roaming around doing what they want. I've never seen that many in my life. So.
No, I thought that was Wales had all the sheep.
No, I went to Swansea last night, man. I was driving there. I didn't see one sheep the whole time.
Well, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Probably a bad thing for the sheep. They've all been eaten. Okay, so we'll mention your website there, which has got all your tour dates on it and so on. I'm just looking at a few dates now. Where are we? 20th. You've got Peterborough.
Peterborough, yeah, I've got Milton Keynes tomorrow night and Peterborough the night after, and then Bedford and Northampton.
Yeah, road menders in Northampton. I used to take my stepson there for gigs.
No way. Well, I'm told it's quite a big place. It looks pretty big.
Yeah. I don't know. I was in the car park.
Oh.
Just dropped him off.
I thought you were going to say that you were front of stage or something, like right there, like up against the barrier.
I might have been back in the day when I was on the radio, yeah, because my old radio show covered Northampton Shire, you know, the whole county. So I may have been there. I went to lots of places. Okay, that's good. How do you find the technology and everything? Because, you know, in my lifetime, the technology, we mentioned vinyl earlier on, I did. It's changed a lot since those days, hasn't it? So now we're talking about streaming and you only get like a millionth of a pound for each stream or something. You know, do you find that that's a good thing? How do you handle that? And is it, you know, the only way to make it a decent-ish living is to do a gig, a tour?
Yeah, it's a strange one, man, because it's kind of, there's nothing, the way, if I, whatever I sort of think about it, it's not going to change. So it's kind of, there is kind of like a sink or swim situation. You either ride with the tide or you don't do it whatsoever. But an interesting thing I was thinking about the other day was, like, I love buying records and I love going into record shops. And if I see a single, like a 7-inch or an album or something, and I like the look of it and I want to get it, I'll go home and listen to it and I can love it. But back in the day, or even now when you look at records, you can't, if you see a single, you can't see how many people have bought it or listened to it. It doesn't come with like a badge on the thing. And it's a strange thing that now any song on Spotify or any streaming platform, you can kind of see, you can see how many people have listened to it. And I think sometimes if it's got like 4 streams, people have put off, which they shouldn't be, because music's music. And it's, you know, you can have one audience member or like 1 billion and still equally be as good as each other. It's subjective. So it's sadly turned into a bit of a numbers game, I think. But then that's just the way of life. I mean, everyone's going through it. So I think it's just nice that all the musicians at the moment are supporting each other, because they all know it's like in the same boat.
Yeah, that's very true. That is nice. And I find that as well. Everybody is this camaraderie, isn't there, in the music world, and everybody supports each other. And you know, when there's more than one artist on at a gig, then you know they're all friendly and supportive. You know, there's no animosity or anything.
Yeah, it's all love, and I think that's the most important thing. I've not experienced, you know, I've not met anyone in the kind of scene that's sort of got a bit of an ego problem, and they're like, it's all about me, I'm the star and stage and everything. So it's just nice that I think everyone's kind of helping out each other, really.
That's good. What advice would you give to somebody listening to this episode, generally speaking, about how to get on in the music business?
I mean, there's probably, you know, you've probably had 1,000 more people on your show more qualified to give this answer than I am. But I think the only sort of thing I could say is just keep going and just don't stop performing, and just always be positive. I know that's such like a simple thing to say, but there's times where I've kind of thought, you know, you put so much in and then it comes out and it may not have been what you were kind of hoping for, the outcome. But it's just, something always comes along, and you never know who's going to come across something, and just meet as many people and just be friendly to everyone, and just kind of be true to yourself and do what you kind of love, really.
Good advice. Yeah, absolutely. And you are qualified, you know, to give advice to others. You know, you started as a busker when you were 16. So you've been through it, you know, you've been through the hard times and the tough times, and been very successful. Now you're turning out music like Keep Calling, your new single, which is awesome. So thank you for that advice. Thank you for talking to me on Music Stories. All information about you and your music is on your website, which is tomwebbermusic.com. And we'll put that with the text that goes with this episode. So thanks very much for talking to me, Tom. Very interesting. Good luck. Hopefully you won't have to go busking again.
Well, I wouldn't mind it if I had to, man. I wouldn't mind it. Thanks for having me, Tony. It's been a blast.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.